The name on the passport said Alvin Ho. That's my name, all right. But the photo looked nothing like me. Not one bit. When you're a handsome dude like me, but your photo looks like you just robbed a bank and got run over by the getaway car, it's enough to scare the flickering headlights out of you. And I'm already scared of many things. Emergency exits, emergency landings, oxygen masks, seat cushions that are also life preservers, toilets that are also exits, recycled air, strangers, small enclosed spaces. Small enclosed spaces filled with strangers hurtling across the sky at 600 miles per hour, 36,000 feet in the air. That's almost 2 miles above the peak of Mount Everest. Thin air. I was born scared, and I'm still scared. And that's the way it's going to be, my brother Calvin says, until I'm a man. Then I'll be bigger and scared of bigger things. Gulp. What's bigger than an entire continent? My passport was being swiped through a machine at the airport. It was winter break, and we were, gasp, going to China. It was not a good idea. In fact, it was a really horrible idea. China, as everyone knows, is on the other side of the world, where everything is upside down and a day ahead of us. Worse, we had a new baby in our family, baby Claire, who's a girl and who's no bigger than a fish, and my mom and dad were planning to show her off to relatives in China. Imagine showing off a salmon while standing upside down on a day that hasn't happened yet. What could be scarier than that? Nothing. Except for the plane ride. First you get on, then you die. You can't go to China the regular way anymore, by digging a hole. There are too many underground cables and dead bodies. Not like it was in the old days when there were no cables and just a few dead bodies. Now we were in line in front of the sign that said, Security Checkpoint. It was a long, snaky line, that's for sure. I stood on one foot. Then I stood on the other. Oh, Alvin, my mom said. Oh, no. When she says, oh, Alvin, like that, it's not good news. Especially when going to the bathroom means you'll have to come back and stand at the end of the line all over again. But my mom knows that when you gotta go, you gotta go. I couldn't help it. My dad said our plane would fly for 16 hours nonstop. No way I could hold it for that long. I know better than to use the airplane toilets with that powerful sucking action. Ever notice how full the plane is at takeoff, and then wonder why there are empty seats during the flight? Well, now you know. Come on, my dad sighed. We should all go. So we did. All of us. Mom, Dad, Calvin, Annabelle, and me. Baby Claire was in her carrier on Dad's chest and doesn't go to the bathroom the regular way, but she came along anyway. After that, I felt much better. Everything was fine, and the line was moving even slower than before, which was okay on account of the slower it moved, the longer we were alive. We were almost at the place where people were taking off their clothes and shoes to be x-rayed when, gasp, I stopped dead in my tracks. What's the matter now? My dad asked. My eyes popped. My mouth opened, but nothing came out. His PDK is missing, Calvin said. He's not carrying his personal disaster kit. Calvin's 9, and he's very helpful. Usually he's kicking my butt, but he can also tell what's wrong with me.
Maybe you left it in the bathroom, Annabelle said.
She's 4, but she can figure things out like she's 6 or something. Oops. So my dad and I left the line again and went back to the bathroom. It was a good thing we did. My PDK was right there in the stall where I had set it down. TGIDLLASP. Thank God it didn't look like a suspicious package. Then the mackerel needed to be changed. That's the thing about babies. They need to be changed all the time. Lucky for her, we were already in the bathroom.